Public hearing is ordinance amendment to replacement of small accessory buildings commonly referred to as sheds.
Gentlemen, we received one letter. I'm going to pass copy down for each of you. It's from Dan Ween, a resident of Long Neck area, urging the commission and the county council to deny this current amendment as presented, and also urge the commission and council to deny any effort to increase the lot usage percentage regulations in mobile home parks as irresponsible and detrimental to the quality of living in the county and detrimental to the essential character of park neighborhoods. So for the benefit of the commission, I will pass down copy the three-page letter from Mr. Ween.
Wait a minute, it's for you. It's got your name on it.
I've got mine here.
Gentlemen, in this consideration of this ordinance amendment, the council deemed it appropriate to amend the zoning ordinance to provide a method for which small accessory buildings covering a ground area of 120 square feet or less within a trailer park or mobile park can be replaced without requiring the applicant to obtain a variance from the Board of Adjustment if certain conditions set forth herein are met. In Chapter 115, Section 115-172G7, the proposal is to amend that section by adding the following subsection. Number one, accessory buildings containing 120 square feet or less of area may be replaced without requiring an application for or the granting of a variance if. And the ifs are: A, the replacement building is of the same or lesser size and is to be located substantially within the same footprint as the building it replaces. And B, the owner and or applicant applies for and obtains a building permit for the replacement building before it is installed. And C, the accessory building being replaced was allowed by grandfathering or was installed pursuant to a valid building permit issued by the county. And that is basically the ordinance. In the synopsis, the purpose of this ordinance amendment is to provide a method by which small accessory buildings known as sheds can be replaced without a variance or the cost associated therewith. Provided the size of the replacement building is 120 square feet or less and located substantially within the footprint of the building it replaces, and the owner applicant obtained a county building permit before the replacement shed is installed, and the accessory building is to be replaced with either grandfathered or installed pursuant to a valid building permit issued by the county. And the text of this whole ordinance is approximately four sentences, which I read.
Okay.
And I've already provided you with a copy of Mr. Ween's letter, and that was the only correspondence we received to date.
Okay. Gentlemen, does anyone have any questions for Mr. Lank at this point in time? Any discussion? If not, we'll proceed with the hearing for the public. Yes, sir.
On number C, when was the year that, so is that referencing a year when you got a valid?
Yeah, actual ordinance was created, the comprehensive zoning ordinance was actually created in January 1st of 1971.
So it would be if any sheds prior to 71?
Or there have been some mobile home communities that have been granted a grandfathering through administrative proceedings. Sierra would be the one, basically.
Administrative procedure of the mobile home park.
Right.
So if you had a permit issued after 1971, then you have a permit.
Right.
And any other shed before that would fall under
except for Sierra right now is the only one that's been actually grandfathered by administrative proceedings.
Okay.
No further questions.
Anyone else? All right. Is there anyone here with an interest in this application this evening? Anyone like to speak? Okay, we'll start right up here in the front. Since this gentleman was kind enough to sit up front, we're going to let him go first. Yes, indeed. If you would, please give us your name, and then you may have the floor.
My name is Don Minter, and I don't understand when you said about the grandfather clause, why only one area was mentioned.
You don't understand about the grandfathering clause?
Right.
Well, what that means is that if a shed was there before zoning was there, then that shed was grandfathered in.
And you say anything after 1971?
I believe so.
That's right.
Except for the Sierra.
Except for the Sierra
community.
Yeah.
How does Sierra get exempt from it?
How does Sierra get excluded?
Again, I've stated it three times. There was an administrative proceedings through the county administrator.
Okay, thank you.
Requiring certain things for Sierra had to do to get consideration of the existing structures.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Could I get your name again, sir? I was talking to council. Sorry. Could I get your name again?
Sir, we need your name for the record. Your name for the record.
Don Minter, M-I-N-T-E-R.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, who's next?
Good evening. My name is Jerry Doc Semper, and I'm a person who possibly might be directly affected by this piece of ordinance. My first question is to make sure I understand that has to do with the grandfather. If a building was in place before 71, that means that they may not worry about the size of the shed, if I understand. If a building was in place prior to 1971 and they had a shed on the property, does that then mean that they could replace their shed with any size shed they choose without?
It all relates to where it sits on that property.
Okay.
If it encroaches the setbacks, that was the issue. If there's, say, a concrete slab there,
right,
and it doesn't exceed 120 square foot, then you could replace it with a permit.
Okay.
If it was there before 71.
Okay, fine. Second part of it is to make sure I understand, if you have a shed that's 120 or 10 by 12 or smaller, you wouldn't be affected by any of what's being discussed.
Or smaller. Right. Same location as best you can at the same location.
Okay. That's fine. So then I have another question. It seems to me, after having sat here and listened to some of the other things that came before this commission, I'm just curious as to why the amendment proposed isn't here on the sheet. You know, we got a copy of what was going to be discussed, and it simply said in respect to the replacement of small accessory buildings. I guess what I'm trying to suggest, it would be a lot easier had we had a copy of, or somewhere in the website or someplace, what you gentlemen have a copy of, A, B, and C, and that kind of thing. Right. So I'm just saying.
Well, typically ordinances are quite a bit longer than this ordinance would be.
However.
And it is available in the office, and right, it's announced to be available.
However, based on your comments, which I heard you make, the ordinance is just a sentence. And it seems to me, just to make it easier for the public, persons like myself.
Sir, I believe it was posted on the website, too.
You believe it was?
Yeah, I believe so.
I found it.
I think Mr. Johnson actually saw it on the website. Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Then I commend Mr. Johnson.
Well, your point's well taken. I mean, you certainly have a right to know what's in there. But
exactly.
Yeah.
And so I would say absolutely. So here we go. With the 120, that changes things appreciably based on what I thought was being proposed in coming here. And certainly I would be opposed to anything having any regulations, and especially with money involved. And if I understand it correctly, a permit, is there a charge for a permit now?
Yes, sir.
So that charge is going to be remaining the same we pay for?
It's a minimal fee for the permit fee. It's based on the square footage of the building, typically.
Okay. Well, in that case, then I probably have to say, quite honestly, what I came here for, prepared to wrest control or something from all of you gentlemen. Does it now seem necessary or something? I missed the Ohio game. I could have been home looking at TV.
That's a little football.
You know, we've been blamed for a lot of things over the years, but I think that's the first time for a football game, missing a football game. Okay, who's next? Anyone else? If it's any consolation to you, sir, we're missing the game, too.
I'm Jeannie Sisk from Sierra. I believe this amendment was originated because of my situation. I heard that from Mr. Hal Godwin yesterday. I'd like Mr. Lawrence Lank to explain that to me, because I'm the one with the shed. It was damaged through the ordinance that says wind and rain. It had blown over twice. It was a metal shed. Mm-hmm. I've lived in the park since 1991 permanently. We've had the home and our family since 1965.
Has the shed been there since 1965?
Well, this, we've had to figure it out. We've had a, it's in the back of the property, and it's right against the property line where my pole is. We've had one built, and it was an 8x10. And then it was termite damaged. My stepfather had another one built, 8x10, termite damaged. I tore it down when I came in 91. Well, not 91. It was after that. And I put a metal shed up. Metal shed was damaged. It fell over twice. It was just recently removed within a year's time of being there. And I replaced it with a 8x10 shed. Each of them have been 8x10. It's the only thing that fits back there. And now I've been cited by the county, because when I called to get a permit, they said I needed a survey and a variance. And I said, we've never had to do that before. I never even got a permit before for any of the sheds.
So, but that doesn't mean it wasn't required. That just means you didn't do it.
Well, that means that we called the county, and we called, and many of us have in Sierra. We have a gentleman that's in the back that had a shed that he built, and he called a county inspector in. The county inspector looked at it. Oh, it's fine. You don't need anything. And it was fine. I mean, he called. I've called before, and we don't need anything, is what we were told. I have another lady in here that called when she put her shed in another park, and they said the same thing. So anyhow, this time when I called, though, they said I needed a survey and a variance. And I said, well, I can't do that. You know, I mean, this is ridiculous. I'm having to pay $1,000, because that's what it costs to put a shed in that I've had there in there for all the years. So the shed was coming in, and I allowed it to come in and be placed so I could go ahead and fight it.
Right.
Meantime, the guy next to me put a shed in, brand new. But anyhow,
doesn't this ordinance fix that problem for you?
Well, that's what we thought. But what is happening is my landowner is trying to evict me because of this problem.
Well, that's not between you and your landowner, ma'am. That's
well, I know that, but I mean, it's because of what the county has stipulated that I need it. I called recently, within last week. No, it was before the holidays. And I said, do I have any violation notices against me? And the gal said, no. Call the inspector. When I called the inspector, he called me back the next morning, and he said I was in a meeting with Mr. Lawrence Lank. He said, yeah, you have a violation notice, and you need to get a variance. You have to get a building permit and a variance. And I'm thinking, every time we call the county, we get a different answer. So if this is the thing that straightens out this problem, hallelujah. I mean, we have other problems we have to get straightened out with the sheds. But if this is for a pre-existing shed, it will solve my problem with the county. Is this what is resolved? Do I need a building permit? Because I've asked, and last time I asked, it was I need a building permit and a variance.
If now, it's the same size or smaller.
Well, we were at a meeting with all of you, and Hal Godwin had been out on premise. And Hal Godman stated to all of you, and I have witnesses in here that heard him say that, to state it to you, he saw the print that the shed came out of and the print that went back in. He said it's the same size. He would put that in writing.
Well, is anyone arguing with you, ma'am?
The county has been arguing with me,
is anybody
attorney,
arguing with you about the size of the shed? The ordinance that's in front of us says...
The state attorney and Ian McConnell had talked to Richard Burrell and apparently somebody else from the county, and they said, no, it's a different size. And I said, I don't understand this, because Hal Godwin was out there. Everybody in my whole neighborhood...
I think what Mr. Wheatley...
It's the same size.
Yeah, but that's not what's before us today.
Yeah, I appreciate your... Believe me, I do appreciate what you've been through. What we're addressing this evening is the ordinance that is in front of us. I do believe that it solves your problem, because it says...
That's what I'm asking.
accessory buildings containing 120 square feet or less of area may be replaced without requiring an application for or the granting of a variance if the replacement building is of the same or lesser size and is to be located substantially within the same footprint as the building it replaces, and B, the owner and or applicant applies for and obtains a building permit for the replacement building before it is installed, and the accessory building being replaced was allowed by grandfathering or was installed pursuant to a valid building permit issued by the county. Now, based on what you've told us this evening, the building was there before, it was grandfathered in, was there before, it is substantially the same size as the building that's there, that was there, and it's less than 120 square feet. Your obligation is to get a building permit.
That's what I have been trying to do, and that's what I've not been able to obtain.
The reason for that is this isn't an ordinance yet, but we're doing the best we can.
Every time I call to get a building permit, I'm told other things. So I've not been able to get a building permit.
I'll tell you a good thing to do. Whenever you call the county, ask for the name of the person you're talking to, and whoever you called the first time, call that person back. Same person each time.
He won't answer his phone.
Can. That's not true. I'm not going to listen to that.
Lawrence Lank. Okay. Yeah, I've called Lawrence, and I've tried to get through, so I've been put to just inspectors, I've been put to other people. But I've been dealing with Mr. David Baker and Lawrence Lank through this whole process, now with Mr. Hal Godwin. We had a meeting with all the above. But I've done everything that I know how to do humanly possible, and I'm getting different answers. So this you're saying will resolve the problem. So thereby, when would this go in effect then? I mean, what do I have to do? Tell me.
Did you have a permit for the shed before?
No, sir.
Was it there before 1971?
Yes, sir.
What size was it?
8x10.
It should resolve it, but we've been told it is larger.
Well, I don't know who's telling you it's larger. Hal Godwin was out there and looked at it. He told you in the meeting.
I heard him make that statement.
Yes, and he would have put it in writing. I mean, I don't know where you're getting.
Got that in writing yet?
Well, he can put it in writing. You got to ask him. I can't. I mean, I've asked him.
No, I haven't seen that in writing either.
Well, he needs to put it in writing because he was there. And so was an inspector.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
We're getting pretty far.
It's a shed, okay? It's just a shed. We're just talking about a shed, okay?
And I'm getting evicted over it.
Listen to me. If this ordinance passes, which I think it has an excellent chance of, I'd pass it right now if it were up to me, okay? All you have to do is go in and get a building permit, okay? I don't care what Hal Godwin said or anybody else said or anything that's happened to you in the last 35 or 40 years that this shed's been around. No disrespect to you, but what's in front of us is this. This is going to fix your problem. So I would take it you're in favor of this ordinance?
Absolutely.
Thank you. You may take a seat. Who's next?
Well, that gentleman's coming up. If there's anybody who wants copies of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got four of them. Here, you can have mine. Goodness. There you go.
That's the one that was
going on. You probably need to wait until county council acts.
Okay, sir, if you would state your name for us, and you may have the floor.
My name is Ed Spiron, and I'm the president of Delaware Manufactured Homeowners Association.
Okay.
All right. I've dealt with Lawrence and Richard Burrell and David Baker and all the rest of them. This is quite different from what I had heard. And, of course, hearsay is what it is.
It is.
And that's why I'm here this evening. I also have heard many references to surveys. And that disturbs me quite a bit because in Chapter 70, and all of you are familiar with Chapter 70, is manufactured home state law. And in Chapter 70, it states that there will be four markers on every property that's leased. Now, it would seem awful strange to me, and I've been with Mr. Lank over here already and looked at properties because people had placed manufactured homes up against the lines, and he pulled out the maps that they have, and it shows all the properties and property lines. Now, my problem with charging people for a survey, when in fact the state law says they must have four markers, if you take a string from point A, B, C, D, and measure in whatever that setback is, then it's simple enough. Why in the world would you need a survey yet? We don't need laws to cover laws, I wouldn't think. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, who's next? Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Roberta Hemrick. I'm also with the Delaware Manufactured Homeowners Association, and I have a home in McNichol Place in Lewis. I'm very concerned about the grandfathering because there are many, many people that have bought their homes that had sheds there prior to, I had a shed prior to buying my home. I don't know if there was a building permit on it or not. When I wanted to put an additional shed, I checked with my community. I was told I could do that. I came out about a building permit, and I was told I didn't need one, as long as I had permission from the community owner. I believe I got a building permit anyway, just to cover myself. But this grandfathering thing, there are so many homes in Sussex County that have sheds that grandfathering can't go back to 1971. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Not when there are so many different stories that are being told about permits and what we need and what we don't need.
Well, let's ask Mr. Lank a question. Mr. Lank, let's say that we have a shed that was placed on the lot in 1972.
Permit would be required.
Permit would be required.
In between the comprehensive zone was established on January 1st of 71. Permits were required from that point on. And October 15th of 68 through January 1st, 71, there was an interim zoning ordinance. There was a policy of the assessment department that if there was a accessory building, deck or whatever that was not worth more than $600, I believe, didn't require a permit. But then when zoning regulations became official in 71, there were setback requirements, and the only way to show the applicant or the owner where the setbacks were was to give them a permit. Otherwise, they would never be in compliance.
I understand what you're saying, sir, and I, too, have sat in at some meetings with you. Again, there seems to be a real gray area because of perhaps employees of the county or whatever, that we get different stories and are told different things.
Well, ma'am, there's also another gray area that where park owners have moved markers and tenants have moved markers.
Absolutely.
And all this stuff. So let's not go to the gray area, okay? We have an ordinance in front of us. That's what we're addressing this evening.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate all your past history, just like I did the other lady. But what is your issue with this ordinance?
I, too, am in favor of what I'm seeing on paper.
Okay.
Okay? As long as we're not going to have a problem with existing sheds, I've got no problem with this ordinance.
Doesn't look like there's a problem to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jeez, okay. It's all right. This is the time, people. Get it off your chest. I can take it. Come on up. But I might give it back to you, so don't, you know, it's not a one-way street.
Good evening. My name is Patty Weil, and I live in Bay City. I guess first that I'd like to have a couple questions for you, Mr. Lank. What is the permit fee for a shed?
It varies based on the size of the shed, and it's handled through the Board of Assessment.
What's the variance fee for a shed?
If there's a variance necessary, it doesn't matter if it's a shed or a large structure, it's still $400.
What is the $1,000 fee for?
I don't know of a $1,000 fee.
We keep hearing a $1,000 fee in our meetings.
Now, what you're hearing people say is that a survey will cost $1,000.
You're hearing the survey and the shed cost would be approximately $1,000.
So it's just
depending on the size of the shed and what its value is.
Like there's no county fee that's $1,000 for a shed.
They say there's the statement has been made has been that there's a $400 fee for the variance, and then a survey cost for the survey, showing all the improvements around the lot and on the lot itself.
Okay. I oppose the amendment as it stands right now simply because of two situations that we can see in our park. One, I feel that let's give this situation, if my neighbor has a small shed that's in this ordinance and simply decides that he doesn't like the looks of that shed and wants to replace that shed, that means that he doesn't need anything, he can just replace that shed. He has to get a permit.
Yes, ma'am.
But he doesn't have, I mean, like for like, right? If you grandfather this, if this gets approved, it's like for like. He'll be able to replace that shed.
Right.
If it's the same size or small.
If it's the same size. And let's say he's not compliant.
A permit or grandfather.
Right. Right.
So let's say he's not compliant.
Not compliant that, with what?
Not compliant with the codes for setbacks.
As it exists today.
As they exist today.
Okay. That's so, what grandfathering's about.
I know. But the problem is that he replaces his shed. He's non-compliant right now. He's close to my line. And if I want to replace my home with a double wide, that means that figure goes by his non-compliant.
It would impact you. It would be a 20-foot spacing requirement between your new mobile and his accessory building.
His shed.
Or shed.
So I guess my concern is that I feel that if a tenant or a homeowner is replacing a shed to just modify the shed, then they should be made to be brought into compliance. If it's like for like because of a fire or a tree fell on it or a storm, the way it's set up now, then you know I don't see that there's a problem required for that. That's my only concern, and that's why I oppose this amendment, because I do think it needs tweaked.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next? Okay, going once, twice. Gentlemen, any questions?
Nice turnout.
I tell you what we would like to do. We'd like to, we can't actually. I was going to say a show of hands, but that wouldn't necessarily do that because it's not for or opposed. It's just commenting. Okay.
I have a couple questions.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Just for clarification. Mr. Lank, if someone has a shed right now that falls apart and they had not previously gotten a building permit for that shed, then this doesn't apply.
Correct.
So it's not a matter of replacing illegal sheds with new sheds. They would have had to have met those requirements in the first place. And if someone was coming because they were replacing an illegal shed, what steps would they have to go through in order to get approval?
To replace an illegal shed, most likely go through the variance process.
Okay. So someone who...
Depending on where the shed's located, you have to establish where that is.
Or someone now did not have a shed on their property at all, and they wanted to put a shed on their property,
they would come in and the shed would have to be located based on the setback requirements.
And how would they show that?
Because right now, in certain parks by survey, because they weren't monumented and there wasn't any way to track them.
So someone who didn't have a shed before would have to basically present a survey of that lot, right, showing where it would be located.
In the process over the last year or so, we dealt with Sierra. Sierra provided an aerial, and they provided an overlay of the aerial onto the lot layout. It shows the improvements that exist, but it's because it's an aerial and just transposed, it's not perfect. So we require a survey. We need to see the survey to show the units and improvements on the lot that's in question and the improvements that are in close proximity on the adjacent lots. In Bay City, we recently worked with Bay City folks and it came before the commission, and the commission conceptually approved their revised site plan subject to receipt of a survey with all monumentation, not monument. We're working on the same thing with the White House Beach proposal and haven't received their documents yet. And we're also working with the old section within Rehoboth Shores. Same problem. No monuments to be able to verify.
Okay.
Most of the newer parks are arch monuments. I won't guarantee all of them. Most of the old parks, which I'll call non-conforming, they weren't required to have monumentation before zoning. It was difficult to go in and force them to put monuments in. Because of all the encroachment, we had to take an administrative step to say, provide us with the information, provide us with a survey.
So for clarification for myself and perhaps some in the public, this ordinance is only dealing with previously approved or grandfathered sheds and their replacement, and not requiring that person to go through the expense of having to go through the Board of Adjustment.
Right, pretty much.
But an illegal shed can get a variance?
They can apply for a variance.
They can apply for a variance, but that's a more expensive and much more difficult process than what this ordinance provides.
It would basically cost them a $400 fee, but also their fee, whatever the surveyor charged them to create the information that's needed to show what they're applying for, which is a survey.
And it could say no.
Oh yeah, they could say no.
That's where the ballpark statement of $1,000 keeps coming up.
Yeah, that's what the process.
Typically, they're around anywhere from $350 to $600.
Yeah.
If it's just a lot survey without improvements, it's not that expensive. When you go in and put all the improvements on the neighboring lot and the site in question, it gets more expensive.
What type of footprint are we looking for? I mean, concrete or what's a person going to say?
Well, a lot of your sheds now, more so now than they were years ago, because years ago they put a concrete slab in and put a metal shed on.
Yeah, well, I understand.
Now they're putting up wooden sheds on skids, basically. It's a wooden, then they sit them on block.
So there's no
Some sit them on the pad that existed.
So if that was removed, there's no footprint. Is that correct?
Right.
So how would you determine it?
It's difficult. If we can go to aerials and try to substantiate it. It's just difficult to show the size on aerials because they're not accurate.
And that's going to be hard to determine, I think.
Well,
if you had a cement pad there,
it's not going to be perfect. There's no way there's no way it's going to be perfect. Many of you folks live in these parks. You know what goes on. You know how things get moved around, pushed around, whatever. So it is what it is. We're doing the best we can to deal with it. But there are going to be cases, I'm sure, that's going to require a judgment to be made on somebody's part. So,
well, Ms. Siskin, her statement was right. It primarily started in Sierra. That's where the problem was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily her law, but it was that sub. That
ma'am, you have to come up and introduce yourself for the
can
record.
Can I have a sidebar just real quick?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I think you need to talk to him first. There was somebody else had a question. I normally don't let people come back a second time, but I will just this one time.
To address his question, what happened is.
Ma'am, we don't want to know what happened.
Mrs. Deaver just stopped in to say hi, I believe.
To address your question, what happened is we didn't have any problem for all the years. We never, ever showed up at any Board of Adjustment meetings or anything. We had a maintenance man that was coming in using the 1982 survey. We never had a problem. They never saw us, never heard from us. And all of a sudden, some communities start putting mobiles in that they should never have been put in, and they were approved. We have a big tour that is going to go on our park. All of a sudden, we had all these problems developing. It happened from the landowner. It didn't happen from the county. The county was fine. We were doing our job, or the people that were coming in to present the problem were doing fine. Sun Communities is the one that messed this up. Now, what is happening with the sheds, they never had sheds put in that you had to get a variance for a shed. Sheds were fine. They were approved by the landowner. You went in and told them, putting in a shed, okay, fine, don't worry about it. We were only concerned about the structures. The shed is there today, going tomorrow. I mean, it's a movable thing. They don't last very long. Our structures, I've had a home there since 1964. It's the same home. I've redid it, but it's the same home. So the problem we're having is with the landowners, and we are now paying the price of what the landowner has done and been able by the county to get away with some things. But we should not have sheds in I think any of the parks. It should really be from the landowner. Yes, you can have a shed, put a shed in. You want to get a building permit, fine, but now we're into surveys and variances, and we have so many in our park that are moving in and whatever need sheds, and they can't get any. They can't afford the $1,000. The unique thing about all this is when we were in a meeting, I said, okay, I'm going to pay for the survey. I'm going to pay for a variance. And now I got my shed in. And now you're going to tell me, oh, it doesn't comply. So now what I'm going to do, I just spent $1,000 to find I got to move the shed. The answer was from the whole group, oh, don't worry about it. We approve them all. So, excuse me, we're paying $1,000 for a survey and a variance, and you're going to approve them anyhow? This shed thing needs to be exempt from everything. It just needs to be taken off the table. We have this ordinance. I've got to stand here and approve this ordinance. At first, I was not going to approve it, but we're finding out from the state attorney that I could be evicted over this whole thing. So I've got to approve this and have this go through to protect me. But this shed thing is a farce. It really is. It should never be part of the. You should never have to get a variance for a shed.
Anyone else? Any questions? Normally don't allow two trips, but I'm going to do it tonight because I let the other lady go.
Plus he missed his football game.
Plus I was right. That's right. You missed the football game, so
missing. Yeah. Probably still be playing when we get there. Anyway, I just wanted to say for the record, there's being a record kept. I guess that's why we were on.
There is. There's a tape running.
I'd like to know for the record the kind of turnout you got for this issue, because we in the manufactured home community are determined to be a force to be reckoned with. And I'd like that to be as official part of this record. That knows the number of persons, even Mr. Link said.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
But everybody raise their hands. Okay. Just one.
One hand.
If what?
If they're just interested in this application.
We're interested in this application.
Cold Thursday night.
What did you get? 13.
13.
Yes, we counted. Thanks.
We got you.
No, we were just waving.
Stretching exercises, you know.
Okay. Okay.
It's on the internet.
Before before we close the public hearing, just a couple of more things. Number one, in spite of the levity and the bluntness that you sometimes encounter at these things, every one of us here understands that your hearts are in the right place, you've got issues that need to be dealt with, and that's what we're trying to do. We have a process that we have to observe. We are familiar with that process. You are not, and we understand that you're not. I want to thank you all for coming out. You've been very patient, well-behaved, and you're a rather good-looking group, too, I must say. So we appreciate you being here. Now, what's going to happen next is we're going to close this public hearing, and you're all going to get up and want to start talking, okay? It's natural. I'm going to ask you to do something very unnatural. I'm going to ask you to get up, not say a word, go out in the lobby and talk all you want because we have more business to do, okay? Will you do that for me?
You can stay if you want.
You can stay. You're welcome to stay. You're welcome to stay to see if we make a decision this evening. We'll close the public hearing, and you may stay if you wish. Okay, referring back to our first public hearing, conditional use number 1755, T-tops, et cetera.
Mr. Chairman.
I think we'll take it.
We did defer.
Out in stack.
Number three.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I forgot.
I don't know if he's come in or not.
Conditional use number 1763 out in our stack. Is there anyone here with an interest in that application? Out in our stack. Sorry, Mr. Lang.
Okay, I just want to have action to take when it comes up then.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait.
Do we need any kind of motion?
Yeah, we got good. I guess we can go down the line.
I guess we need that.
Well, we'll catch it when we come back. Yeah. Well, okay. Conditional use number 1755, T-tops, etc.
Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1755, T-tops, etc. My motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Thanks.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1755, T-tops, etc. to give the commission more time to consider the testimony given. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. The next item is